Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Siddur. Olas Re'ia Mamish Pilei Pilei Plus. It's like a whole different davening. It's unbelievable. So we'll learn a little bit about Yigdal today. Yigdal Elohim Chai V'Yishtabach. Not just a song. There's a lot of depth here. We know that this is the period of Yigdal. It alludes to the 13 Ikrei Amuna, which is awesome. So it begins, Yigdal Elohim Chai V'Yishtabach. Omer HaRav, HaBracha Yisuah, this year should be a special S'chus, L'Nishmas Maras Esther Bas Rishmor Maras Chanavus Ugena Maras Altachal Maras Meir Zev and Shlomo Ben Shimon L'Nishmaso יגדל אלוקים חי וישתבח, הברכה היסודית של העולם היא ההתעלות התדירית של דעת השם בגודלה, ביפעתה ובטהרתה. והיפעה והטהרה יחד עם הגדולה, הלא אין סוף וארוך לה. The fundamental bracha of the world is the constant elevation of knowledge of God in its greatness, in its glory, in its purity. And this purity, this beauty, together with the greatness, is endless. Al ken muchrach ha'olam litzot tamid kadima b'da'at Elokim emet. And therefore the world is compelled to constantly step forward in knowing the true God. G'dulot ha'ma'asim holchim v'nechsafim lefnei kol choker v'doresh u'pilei ha'yitzurim be'olamim ha'chomriim v'aruchaniim mosifim or la'agodel ha'elyon. והתכונה של הגידול על בלתי פוסק זותי עצמיותה של תכונת החיים. The greatness of deeds are exposed in front of anyone who investigates and seeks out. And the wonders of creations in the worlds, the physical and the spiritual, add light to the celestial greatness, to the divine greatness. The bracha of the world is constantly being elevated in Das Hashem and the greatness of Hashem. And this is never ending. And therefore the world has to constantly be going weiter, weiter, weiter. And the great deeds are revealed in front of he who seeks them out. And the wonders of creations in the world, physical and spiritual, add light to the divine greatness. V'atchuna shel ha'gidul ha'bilti posek, and the nature of this endless growth, zoti atzmiuta shel tchunat ha'chaim. That's the essence of the nature of life. This gidul bilti posek, constantly making greater and greater, seeing more and more greatness in the world. Hachayim shanu korim lema'amad shel amida hem rak chayim b'shem mush'al, klomar sholelim b'panim yeduim את מר המוות. וקל וחומר החיים של ירידה הם רק חיים בתיאור פרטי ומוגבל. We talk about life. It's just a borrowed term. If you want to talk about life as you're standing up, you're upright, it's a borrowed term. In other words, it's just not death. It negates in some way the bitterness of death. It's not real life, just that you're standing up, you're upright, you're existing, you're managing, you're more or less doing what you have to be doing. That's not, it's more not being dead. And certainly when one is in a tchun of yirida, he's not standing upright in a spiritual sense, he's going down. That's not life. That's just not death. So just to borrow a term, it's a chayim b'tiur prati u'mugbal. It is a very specific and limited description. So what is true life? Aval Torah chayim b'shleimut tzivyonam. The description of life in its complete form, b'shleimut tzivyonam, is what? התורה חי באמת מונח הוא על תוכן שפעת החיים הולכת ומתווספת בו תמיד. The description of life, truthfully, relates to the content of the flow of life that just keeps getting stronger and stronger. והולכו מחייל אל חייל. And it goes from strength to strength. Not just managing, but flourishing. That's life. Constant growth. I once heard from the name of a certain Gadol, maybe it was Rav Isser Zalman, one of the Gadolim, said about Maran HaRav Zatzal. He said, I've known many Gadolim and they're all great. But what I can say about Rav Kook was that he never had a moment of katniss. I never saw him in katniss to meichen. And that's really what life is supposed to be. Never having katniss to meichen. Always weiter, weiter, godless, godless, godless. וברכת החיים הזאת ומקורה בעולמים כולם הוא רק אור אלוקים חיים. And the blessing of this life and the source in all of the worlds is only the light of the living God. Ha'olech ve'or holech u'mofia b'chol asher techasef yoter b'neshmat ha'yikum. It's going and adding light in everything where we expose the soul of the universe. U'belev kol hogeh, in the heart of every thinker, choker, investigator, mistaker, those who look, גדולת הפליאות של מעשה כל עולם הנורא מאוד, הגדול לאין חקר. So this light reveals itself as the soul of the universe is exposed in the heart of every thinker, searcher, viewer. This light is revealed. That's when there's true life, when the bracha of Chaim is in force. So the light of Hashem keeps revealing itself. In the world and in the hearts of people. The greatness, gedulat ha-pliot, the greatness of the wonders of the act of Hashem, which are so amazing, so great, so awesome. Hagadol ein cheker, better than anything we can investigate. V'yidiya zo be'atzma. And this knowledge itself, shetchunat ha-chaim v'atosefet, ha-tidirit la, hi mitgadelet lo rak b'godel ha-mon rabba, shel ha-kamutiyut asher le-pliyot, ela shetochen ha-ruchani shebe'am olech u'metale, b'galot ora, הולך ומשתבח בגילויו הנפלא, עד שכל כבוד היקום יחד אומר עמנו תמיד. יגדל אלוקים חי ו... v'yishtabach. And this knowledge that the content, the nature of life, and the constant adding on to it of more life. What's this life? This life, says the Rav, is Or Elokim Chayim. That's life. The light of God is life. And it becomes greater not only in the quantitative form, that there's so many wonders. You look at the world, you say, wow, what an amazing physical world. But it's more than that. The spiritual content of the world is constantly elevated when the light is revealed. And Hashem becomes praised with His wondrous revelation. Until the entire universe together says with us always, Yigdal Elokim Chai. What does it mean, Yigdal? That Hashem's greatness should always become revealed more and more. It should be greater and greater. And that's Elokim Chai. What's Chai? Chai is not just the absence of death. Chai is the Shifas HaChayim Holechas U'Misvasefes Bo Tamid. It's this flow of life from Or Elokim Chaim that flows from the living God. So Yigdal, Hashem's name should constantly be revealed, is greater and greater. V'yishtabach. And He should be praised. Nimtza ve'en et el mitziuto. He is found. And literally there is no time for His finding. What does this mean? Anu margishim bekirbenu hargashat hamtziut meuchedet im hargashat hazman. We feel that reality is united with a feeling of time. Time goes together with reality. Hasiba nafshit shel chiburan shel shtei hargashot banu, the emotional reason for the connection of these two feelings, i.e., the feeling of mitzias and the feeling of time, mipnei shehazman mukar benafshenu b'tzura shel shtifa, b'tzura shel dabar holech ve'over. We see that time is just constantly passing through. It just keeps going, another second, another second, another second, it comes and it goes. And it's not something that's static. It's something that's dynamic, constantly moving, changing. V'kachi midat ha-metziut kula ba-mitata. Hi shotefet tamid. B'chol rega mirgei hazman. Hayoter dakim. Hi machlefet et ha-tzivyon shel kol hove. V'chol matzui u-mutal tachat tnei ha-shinui b'poel tadir. So too, the measure of reality in total, in truth, just translating, it's constantly flowing every moment, every second. Things are changing. That's the world. We get older, our cells die, new cells come to life, our nails grow, our hair grows. Constant change. That's time and that's metzius. Im nirtzel itromem lemetziut kazot, she'en lechibur im hayisod shel ha'et. If we have to elevate ourselves to such a metzius that's not connected with this foundation of time, ein anu yecholim lagia ela, we can't go there. Aval anu yodim, but we know, shametziut ha'elokit ha'aliyona hi metziut romema kazot. We know that the elevated reality of Hashem is such an exalted, such a lofty reality, mit'ala mikol yachasut. It's higher than anything relative. It is not relative to anything. Theory of relativity. The theory of Hashem is a theory of non-relativity. He's above relating to anything. Above time, above change. ומכל ערכים של שטיפה ושינויים ושל שינויים. It's not flowing, it's not changing. עד שאין שום קשר עם ציור הזמן לציור המציאות אצלו. By Hashem, time doesn't relate to his mitzias. All other mitzios, all other realities relate to time, not Hashem. Nimtza! Hashem exists. He's a mitzias, kiviyachol. Ve'en et el mitziuto. But there's no time to his mitzias. Hashem is above time. You know, I happen to know Yigdal by heart because I sang it when I was in nursery, when I was in kindergarten. And it stuck with me. You sing a song when you're 4 or 5 years old. You don't know, Eze Omek! What depth there is here. Nimtza ve'en et el mitziuto, above time. Ve'amitziut el yonah zoti makor kol mitziut, and this mitzias is the source of all mitzias. Hi ha-mitziut ha-amitit. This is the true mitzias. She'atchuna shel hakhashat ha-mitziut, be'eze tzura or be'eze panim she'yesh, be'et, betchuna ha-itit, lo tigaba, ve'ein la ima shum et yachasut. כי הוא נמצא אמיתי מוחלט וממילא אין עת אל מציאותו. This elevated mitzias is the source of all mitzias, and it's the true mitzias. And the nature of denying mitzias in any form, in any face, in any way that it is, any facet, Be'et, in time, bitchuna itit, in the nature of time, lo tigaba, won't touch it. Ve'ein la'ima shumet yachasut, there's no relationship to it. Ki hu nimtza amiti muchlat, because he's absolute reality. Absolute existence. Anybody who's in the realm of time can't touch Hashem. Because things in the realm of time are passing. Mitzios that are passing. But Hashem is above time. And He is the true Mitzios. U'memeila ein et el Mitziuto. There's no time. Above time. I once read from Stephen Hawking, he said, people ask me if there's a God. I don't know why you're asking me. He's an astrophysicist. What does he know? Why is he a maven? But I guess they figure he's a smart guy. He knows a lot of science. He knows. He said, I have a proof there's no God. Because time only started with the creation of the world. Even he, all of science today agrees the world was created. It's just a debate if someone created it or if it created itself. But there was a point where there was time. Before that, there was no time. Before, according to science, the Big Bang, there was no time. So he said, since there was no time, there could be no God. Because when was there God? There was no time. And everything has to be within the framework of time. But time only started with the creation of the world. So therefore, his maskan is there's no God. It just can't be scientifically. Because there was no time, so how can there be a God? So I had a lot of simcha when I saw that. Because I said, the same God that Stephen Hawking doesn't believe in, we don't believe in. We also don't believe in a God that's bound by time. He said, God has to be bound by time. And since when the world was came into being, there was no time. Beforehand, there was no time, so it can't be he brought it into being. So therefore, the God of time can't exist. And we say to also, 100%. The same God you call for and we're also call for. God, there is no God of time. God is above time. That's exactly the point. Bereshis Bara Elokim means that in the beginning he created time. That was the first creation. Bereshis. The beginning. Bara Elokim, Hashem created. Hashem created time. That was his creation. But he's above time. So if Reb Steve would have said Yigdal when he was a little boy, he would have been saved from his kfirah. Nimtza. God is true Metzius. Vein etel Metziuto. But he's not bound by time. Most Metziuyos are within time. That's how we relate to reality. And this is something beyond what human beings can conceive of. But that's the Emes. And therefore, we will hope to continue the next time explaining Echad ve'en Yachid ki Yichudo. Very exciting, Rabbi Say. Very exciting. So we should be zochah to continue. And these shtikalach are just Shalom e'olam hazeh, kipshuto u'kimidrasha. Both literally and figuratively. So we should be zochah mitzvah Hashem to continue. And thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.